Now, we've got on the phone Democratic Alderman from the 1st Ward in Hudson, Nick Haddad, on the phone. Can you hear us, Nick?
Yeah, I can hear you. I mean, it's a little ringy, but it's okay.
Yeah, we're on a little speakerphone, so we can, I think we can all hear each other now, and the listeners in Greene and Columbia County can hear you now, too. So, Nick, we've mostly got you on, I guess, because you recently announced, I guess first you were going to run for mayor, and then and now you're not going to run for anything at all, I guess, after there was some...
You know, entreaties from concerned Democrats, and how would one want to put it, right-minded Democrats in the city at this point. I mean, if nothing else, it would have at least... the major issue right here is that the... It's more about the Democratic Committee than it is about the Democratic Party, although in small towns like ours, the party often defines, I should say the committee, often defines the ethos of the party, which really shouldn't be the case here. That said, we have worked, I would suggest that our Common Council is perhaps one of the most progressive we've had in decades in this city, or at least within the last decade. Most of us are, you know, it's a bipartisan Common Council, and we've worked consistently on issues which we think are for the betterment of the public, or at least for the city, per se. And truth be told, certain members of the Democratic Committee, which are not elected, I mean, they're elected to that committee, of course, have attempted to thwart these processes almost at every turn. I mean, working behind the scenes, I mean, just the sort of backdoor, or I should say, backroom double dealing that is it's extraordinary in a small village that we would have this. That said, you know, going into this election season, we tried to keep this also as, you know, above board and as clear cut as possible, but yet the committee decided to, here's a perfect example, we have a sitting unchallenged alderman in the 3rd Ward. Unchallenged, he's a Democrat running this year. The Democratic Committee chose not to endorse him. As a matter of fact, encouraged, and not only him, but the other sitting alderman, the committee encouraged other people to run against these two sitting Democratic individuals, duly elected. I mean, it's extraordinary. Now, this is coming from the committee, not coming from the people. The people don't know this. They don't know how badly they've been served. Similarly, on the perhaps on the mayoralty thing, I'm not suggesting there shouldn't be a primary. I'm not suggesting that the current endorsed candidate shouldn't be running. But the point is that a responsible or knowledgeable or process-driven Democratic committee would understand that you do not endorse before a primary. It's just not done. And to do so is to thwart the process. It actually shows a... But again, that's not the way Democratic committees typically run, or at least ones that are not driven by, how does one want to put it, personal animus, or the chair of the committee, per se. You know, it's animus, it's a... How does one want to put it even more bluntly? A cry for relevance. It also requires a committee that is engaged in the community per se, or that has an institutional memory of what it was like here before, whether or not it's been participatory, which, with the exception of perhaps one or two members of the committee, one of whom is an elected, two of whom are elected officials, there's really no participation outside of their elected roles. The balance of the committee rarely attends council meetings, committee meetings, volunteers in any significant way. It's just a sort of a real mess, and that has kind of disillusioned me at this moment.
And to give listeners, some of which are, you know, not in Hudson, some of the background of the inside baseball this might sound like, I guess you're mostly referring to, I think, Victor Mendolia, who used to be the chair of the Hudson Democrats.
Now he's the vice chair.
And you kind of say he's sort of the chair in theory, I guess.
In theory. His conduct going all the way back to my campaign 4 years ago. I mean, we have it on record. He worked very closely with our campaign, and also in the same process, worked very closely against it. I don't want to say any more. I'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you to say as much or as little as you want. We just want to get out, clear the air, I guess, and
well,
get your
clear the air because,
your
and,
side.
And quite frankly, most recently, here's a perfect example. We had a vacancy in the first ward. Dave Marston moved to Minnesota. So we conducted a straw poll within the first ward. That was my unofficial role. It is not something that is laid down in stone, so to speak. And we ask the first ward to meet and to put up potential candidates. And typically what would be done is that we all met this time at the Washington Hose of the Chamber of Commerce. A number of potential candidates put their names up, made a small talk, and then we had a vote. Then again, it's unofficial. The council makes the determination, but the council typically cleaves to the choice of the ward. And in our case, the majority of the people in the first ward chose Rick Rector. Now, one would think a responsible, knowledgeable, honorable chair of the committee, especially when a Democrat has been put up, would go along with this. But what we found out is that he was working with everybody. He was working with the opposition. He was working with the Republicans.
And this is kind of one of the things that you're kind of being accused of or something. You used to be a Republican, and that was kind of one of the...
I was a Republican my whole life, for goodness sakes. But, I mean, I'm not a... One can make a... How does one want to put it? I was a Rockefeller Republican. They can say whatever the hell they want. Oh, for goodness sakes, I was a Republican. I haven't voted Republican since I was 21. I'm 60 now. And this is nonsense, that sort of fallback position. And everybody knows that I've been a progressive my whole life and voted progressively and been on progressive issues my whole life. What I find unconscionable and virtually unbelievable to imagine that someone would conduct themselves this way. And with, you know, and there'd be no, how does one want to put it, no ramifications, no calling out.
And this is mostly kind of behind-the-scenes actions you're talking about, I guess?
Well, behind-the-scenes and obvious. You know, meetings with members of the opposition, the attempt to thwart what... I mean, to thwart the process of the people, for Christ's sakes?
Can you explain... I guess the committee failed to back a couple of incumbents that wanted to run for re-election, yourself included?
Myself included... I went into interview, okay? I went into interview, quite frankly, for the Democratic, to perhaps primary Tiffany Martin Hamilton. I mean, I'm up in the air about this thing. It's a lot of work. We do a lot of, and it's not a question of being, hey, not getting the endorsement isn't the issue here. It's whether or not in certain circumstances an endorsement is appropriate. When there is a primary, endorsements are typically not done. When there's a potential for a primary.
The idea is to let the party decide itself.
Let the party decide. You let the people decide. You don't cook the books.
And in this case, that wasn't the decision, was to sort of...
Let's move away from mine. Let's move to the third ward aldermen. Let's move to both third ward aldermen. One of which, up until the interview process, it was our understanding that the chair of the Democratic Committee was actively, what do you want to call it, encouraging other people to run against him. You don't do these things. If you have an issue with an elected official, you sit down, you have this conversation. You open the doors, you make this open channel.
And so, give us your political observations at this point. It looks like there's sort of chaos in the Hudson
chaos.
Democratic Party.
It's for all intents and purposes, the structure of the Democratic Committee has led the, in my opinion, the Democrats down a rabbit hole, and it's going to be a very, very difficult run.
We've got third party candidates or people other. Candidates forcing things is
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Tom.
I'm just saying there seems like there's other candidates popping up now with third party challenges and such. Is it mean?
Well, imagine a third party challenge, a non-Democrat being considered by the Democratic Committee to be endorsed against a sitting, unopposed Democrat. It's all about it's almost sophomoric. It's almost like high school. Popularity contests. And I don't think we have any room for that in this town. First off, we're far too experienced and we're far too vested, and our institutional memory is significant. And we've done a lot here. I mean, as a collective.
Is there something would like to recommend change-wise to improve the situation?
I don't know what to recommend at this point other than let's turn away from dishonesty, because it's dishonest. And what it does, it's odd that it would happen so obviously. And so, but it also, too, if you look at the composition or the current composition, you see that there have been two resignations from the Democratic Committee in the city, high-profile resignations. People will want to have nothing more to do with it, or nothing more to do with it under its current ethos.
And is this going to lead to the Republican William Hallenbeck being reelected as mayor? This sort of disarray.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not a
political pundit.
I'm not. I mean, I can't imagine the Republicans not sitting back and laughing hysterically because how they've. Well, it's not so much the Republicans. There are some Democrats that have played this too. There are sitting members of the Democratic Committee that are only too happy with the way things are going right now, because they work very, very closely. I wouldn't suggest they're Democrats in name only, which is what I find a little galling when it's said that.
That's what
I'm
that
really
was the
Republican.
Right. That was the charge against you.
It's very funny, actually.
All right. Well, we wanted to make sure that you got your say.
I don't know what I had to say other than, it sounds a little. Truth be told, Tom, I was hoping for that there would be a that I wasn't. I had no intention of having a prepared statement. I thought you would ask questions regarding certain issues. But I think, all in all, that our common council, in its current makeup, is a pretty damn good one, and our common council president is probably the best we've seen in 20 years, and unfortunately, the conduct of the Democratic Committee, most particularly its past chair, I can't speak for the current chair because I think he's attended one committee meeting in his entire participation on the Democratic Committee. I don't know more than
that's
that.
That's Michael Comedes, the new chair.
Is in danger of being upended, and all the hard work, the years that we've spent in this town trying to get things right for the people, is in danger of being, ended. If we don't end up with a good common council president, Republicans will waltz right in. And can you imagine, Don Moore had not yet decided whether or not he was going to run for re-election.
He's the current
to come to a Democratic committee meeting, and for the highest elected Democrat in the city to be challenged by the chair of the Democratic committee at an open Democratic committee meeting, challenged that he was going to be run, you know, he was going to run against him for common council president. Where's protocol here?
And that's
an understanding of fundamental, not so much rules, but fundamental political behavior.
And
it's extraordinary.
You're saying the current common council is doing a good job. What are you proud of as the current?
Well, we're proud of the fact that we're transparent. We're proud of the fact that we're bringing to the there have been resolutions that have come before this council that have never been discussed before, and at least we're not willing to rubber stamp everything that comes down from the top. And I think that the work on the parking law, the work on the occupancy tax, I should say a luxury tax, anything that drives to our bottom line, which ultimately is what keeps us going as a city, because we don't have any industry left, our tax base and so forth, anything that we can do to continue to enhance this is very, very important. Anything that takes the onerous burden of property and school taxes off of the small percentage of the people in the city that pay them, because, as you may know, almost 39% of our property is off the tax rolls. And that's a huge, huge burden for us to carry.
So,
we're trying to do things that alleviate that. And I think we've been pretty successful at it.
Yeah, I'm just summing up again. I guess it seems like you've got what you say is a successful common council coming up for re-election, and incumbents wanting to run and being turned away, and seems odd.
By a committee that has had virtually no contact with its elected officials. I mean, it's like, as I said, I don't know how to describe it more than a sort of almost a, something like happens when you're a sophomore in high school, which is a long time ago for me. I mean, I've just never seen anything like this, and it's embarrassing. And it, quite frankly, it's bankrupted, and it has no business in this town. It really doesn't.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick Haddad, for Democrat First Ward alderman in Hudson currently, and then not.
Well, you may still see me. There's, you may still see me somewhere.
You may run again, or you're considering some sort of political future?
Well, I don't know. I'm constantly being asked to run for one of three posts all the time.
So you'll still keep it that in mind in the future, then?
Well, I still have a week or so to get my petitions in place, if I wish.
So you may actually run in this election cycle?
I may run, in this time.
All right, well, let us know, and you've always got a forum to speak here at WGXC.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Nick Haddad calling in from Hudson on WGXC. And full disclosure, some of the other players in the discussion there were Victor Mandolia. He was talking about the former chair of the Hudson Democratic Committee, who has a show on WGXC at Issue, and is, I guess, running for Common Council President and replacing Don Moore. Another person on the WGXC that we disclosed, Tom DiPietro, I think, is also running for that position in a three-way race. I think that's correct. I'm in Accra and not as up on all the ins and outs of Hudson City politics as some others.